Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 19th edition of Giornate degli Autori at the Venice Film Festival. I'm with Angela Cervi. We're honored to be with Tessa Thompson, who was kind enough to accept our Fred Award this year. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you.
So I'm going to read you why you were given this award, so that you know. The Fred Film Radio Award 2022 goes to Tessa Thompson, an original, multifaceted, and determined artist whose work spans across different genres and languages seamlessly. Fred Film Radio would like to bestow this award upon her, not only to honor a long, extraordinary artistic career, but also to honor her as a paragon for consistency and freedom. That's it. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that. That's so sweet. I especially really connect to the idea of freedom. Certainly, I've had the great pleasure of being here also as a member of one of the juries this year, which means I've seen 21 films over 8 days, and certainly some of the narratives that most moved me were narratives that explored our idea of freedom, how free we are as individuals to be exactly who we really know ourselves to be. And so that really is such an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for those words.
You're also here for the listener by Sin Shemi, and the film through your character we feel we've been listened to as well. So is that why you accepted this role?
I think so. I mean, I really connected to the idea, that we live increasingly in times where we have the ability to be so connected to each other through technology, and yet we find ourselves feeling very isolated. And for me, I think one of the things that I hope to always be as a human is curious, and particularly curious about other human beings. It's certainly what made me want to be an actor. And so I really love the idea of someone that is not just curious about others, but makes it really her life's work to be not just interested, but compassionate to other people. And I think particularly at this time, that's something that we all really need to be. And also, I really liked the idea. I made this film when I had a week off from a job I was doing, the show Westworld, which is really a brilliant, beautiful show, and also is a show that's not terribly optimistic about humanity. No. And so I liked the idea of making something that was ultimately very optimistic about who we are as humans and who we can be, who we're capable of being. I wanted to make a film that felt like warm. Because I thought people might need a film like that. And Steve Buscemi is one of the warmest humans I've ever met, so he was the perfect person to make it with.
Your career goes from independent movies like this one to being a Marvel icon. Is it easy to balance the two, and how do you manage to travel both worlds back and forth?
I feel really lucky that I get to do both those things, and I for me the work is always the same. Maybe the food is a little better sometimes depending on the size of the job, but I think you're always just trying to do something that feels honest and true, and I feel very lucky that I get to do that in projects that are very different from one another.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tessa Thompson, for having been with us.
Thank
for Fred
Film
Radio
much.
From the Venice Festival. Angela Cervi and Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thanks, Fred.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.